Well, it's been quite a week here in Jeff City. The saga continues like it has the past few weeks, violating my trust in some of our bureaucracy that we have here in Jeff City. But, you know, it just continues that we find out something more that our bureaucrats haven't told us. The administration and their departments, it seems like they've got some people that don't want to come forth very easily, but we've been able to crack a few of those and trying to get to the bottom of it. But, you know, we've also had some bad weather in Missouri, and of course this is a time of year when we can expect that in Missouri. Well, anything from floods to tornadoes, and we actually had both this week up in northeast Missouri, so we need to be ready and prepared. And that's what I want to talk about is Missouri Department of Health actually has folders, little flyers, and they also on their web page. They talk about creating a plan, and when you have a plan created, that's the first step in being prepared to be safe. And when you have that plan, if you follow that, hopefully you will know what to do if one of these natural disasters should occur. When a tornado strikes, you need to know where you're going. Of course, you're probably going to be without electricity, so you need to have flashlights, batteries, and then you need to listen for information too. So you need to have a battery-powered radio and all of those things. And those are on the website, a very good website. They've, like I say, they've got a pamphlet. If you can get a hold of one of those, or you can request one from our office, we'd be more than happy to provide that. But it's a good thing, puts out some common sense things that we need to know to be prepared. And this is the time of year that we need to be prepared for everything, because we've gone from a drought to floods. So I just urge everybody to be safe out there, and let's hope for a good rest of the year.